went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And if you wanted to come see us, we would be happy to receive you. That's a good way. You walk into the office and have some FaceTime with me and be able to ask your questions and get some answers and pointed in the right direction to get back on the road to health. If you aren't confident enough or don't want to take the time out of your day to drive to my office to get a solution, you can certainly pick up the phone and call me. That's really the most direct way to get a hold of me would be to pick up the phone and call my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering the phone. Let's have a conversation. Please do not text that phone. That phone does not receive texts. It's basically a phone that receives phone calls. So please don't text me. If you want to do the texting thing, I would ask you to do it via email. My email address is docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com, docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure whether you call me, whether you come in and talk to me face-to-face, or whether you email me. Be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Our health is our most important asset. It is the thing that we take with us wherever we go. And I just want to ask the listener, is your health in a state of disrepair? Does it need some urban renewal? Does it need some refurbishing? Does it need a good cleansing? Whatever the case happens to be, I want to advise you on your health and teach you what it takes in order to be healthy. And in order to do that, you would have to pick up the phone and call me. The best way to do that, again, is area code 845-561-2225. And I would look forward to helping you. Now, The gentleman that helps me do this show every week, his name is Mark Sabin. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being. He's the man behind the scenes. He actually puts the content together after he chooses the topic. He represents you as your advocate. He's going to ask me the questions that may be creating some sort of quandary for you. In an effort to create clarity for you by him asking the questions. And if you tune in and listen to the show, then you're going to get your health questions answered. If we don't answer your questions on the show, by all means, give me a call directly. Mark is a wonderful human being. He's an interfaith minister. He's a wonderful father. He's a marketer extraordinaire. He's been a friend of mine for quite a number of years, and we really appreciate Mark and everything that he does, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks so much, Doc Rick. You know, you were talking about the quandaries that people experience with their health, and I think that one of the things that presents a quandary for people is that they think about health in these isolated ways. So I have a problem with my heart, or I have a problem with my legs, or I have a problem. So people break it down, but there's a different understanding that you bring to the table, which is the understanding of what holistic health is. So can you describe the differences between what people think of oftentimes in the broken apart medical device, medical perspective versus the holistic health perspective?
Well, that's a wonderful topic for us to use and go over today, Mark, for our listener. It says holistic health thing everyone should become more properly versed in if they choose to exercise their God-given right to be healthy on their terms and not experiencing health issues by default because their medical doctor doesn't help them achieve health and works to manage symptoms and manage their health concerns and not address the cause of their health concerns. I feel we all deserve to be healthy all the time and want to help our listeners achieve that specific goal, but it's not up to me. It's up to the listener. This show is called When Your Health Matters, and meaning your, meaning the person who's listening. You get to decide as a listener when your health is important to you. And masking symptoms with toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects that the television makes us very well versed in is not a way to help improve your health. Having surgical interventions because you let a disease process go too far and now you don't have a choice, that's not a good way to manage your health. So we want people to be proactive and look at their bodies in a holistic way and, you know.
Well, that means taking an advantage of before you're fully sick to deal with your health issues before you become sick.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. You want to, you know, maintain your health on a day-to-day basis, and you want to live a lifestyle that's going to help you become healthy, stay healthy, and just always be healthy. I know we've shared this many times before, but it's seriously been over 22 years since I've had what I would call a sickness in the way of some sort of bacterial or viral or some sort of imbalance along those lines that, you know, they talk about all the time. Oh, you got to go get your annual flu shot and you got to do all these things to avoid having these problems. Guess what? I've never had a flu shot in 54 years plus of living, and I've also never had the flu.
Yeah, I've known you for most of those 22 years, and I've never seen you sick a day. So I can validate that for certainly. And there really is a pretty significant difference between what you do as an alternative health provider and what most people are familiar with when they go to their doctor.
Oh, sure. Traditional doctors look at your symptoms and help you manage them with medication on your way to surgical interventions that we've talked about somewhere in your future. And when the medications have either not addressed the cause or created a detrimental side effect leading to more severe intervention. Now, what I do is I help guide the body with natural and gentle methods to return the body to health and restore health. And it's a completely different approach with different goals and different markers to meet. My goal is to get your body back to being healthy and never develop a symptom or have health concerns whatsoever. And again, traditional medicine is designed to treat the disease and manage the symptoms of that disease for the rest of a person's life and promote learning to live with taking all the medications being prescribed and still having your condition, which is why you need to keep taking the medication, because the medication never addresses the actual problem that the person has. It just addresses the symptoms.
I mean, one of the differences I think that I certainly see is that that we tend to see doctors specializing in particular areas of health. They might be a kidney specialist or a liver specialist or a cancer specialist. So But you deal with people, again, in this holistic model, which is to deal with the whole person. So is there a specialization that you have?
The specialization that I have is I went to undergrad and I studied zoology pre-med because I had every intention on going on to medical school. I wanted my ego wanted me to be a cardiothoracic surgeon because I think it would be cool to hold people's lives in the palms of my hand and, you know, but that's what my underdeveloped ego wanted when I was much younger. In the process of going through pre-med and then taking my MCATs and filling out applications to go to med school, I had hurt my back and went to see the local, quote, quack who practiced a technique called applied kinesiology where he used natural methods of muscle testing to figure out what was going on with me. And he put me back together in the course of a 45, 50-minute office visit. I had an epiphany, and that epiphany was to if I could do what this guy does, then I could prevent heart disease from happening, and then I could save people from ever having open heart surgery and having heart replacement or helping somebody recover from a severe heart attack or maybe losing them on the table because the damage was too much. So I decided, you know what? What can I do to go to the front of the equation and deal with things at their source and fix things that way so that they never end up with full-blown disease? And it just became an alternative to what traditional allopathic medicine does. So, you know, I was the first person early on in my career, I actually called the phone book and I had them create a new category within the phone book, within the yellow pages of the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the category was called?
Holistic health?
Alternative health.
Alternative health.
You know, and, you know, I said, I don't see in the phone book anything for an alternative healthcare practitioner. And they said, well, we're not aware of any that exist out there. I said, well, you're talking to one right now. I said, is it okay for you to create a heading so that I can put my name and my business name underneath that heading and create a new heading within the phone book? And the person was like, sure, we could do that. They were going to get advertising. So whatever we need to do to please the client, that's the right business. They're saying yes to the client. And so we created the category of alternative health. And that honestly, that developed after somebody came into my office for chiropractic care and said to me, Dr. Rick, you know a lot about a lot of things and you know a lot about healthcare. And do you know anybody that practices alternative healthcare? And I started laughing, and they were like, what's funny? I said, I actually know one of the best providers out there. And they were like, who? I said, me. They said, you practice alternative healthcare? I said, yeah. I said, what do you think chiropractic is? Now, it can be called complementary, or it can be called alternative, because I practice it in a way that isn't necessarily, quote, complementary, because I don't manage a whole lot of people with their medical doctor. A lot of people, they either come to me or they go to their medical doctor. Now, I'm okay with them doing both, but that's the choice that they make. Mm-hmm. So most of my office is an alternative to traditional medicine, and there's a certain percentage of the people that come to me that I work with their medical doctor to help manage their conditions. And a lot of times it's about helping them get off their medication.
Mm-hmm. And you're able to do that.
Yes, and I recently became acquainted with and developed a relationship with a pharmacist who's willing to work with me that's right in the town of Pooler, right pretty close proximity to my office. So we'll be actively referring patients who have questions about their medication, who want to get a good understanding of, you know, is this healthy for me? Is there a more natural way? Because this particular pharmacist practices both sides of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. They practice your traditional pharmacology with prescribing medications, but they also have a lot of alternative natural remedies within their pharmacy that they're willing to, you know, help a person bridge from the medication over to the natural under. Of course, they wouldn't be the ones who are pushing for that. I would be the one pushing for it, and they would be the one helping to facilitate it. So I think it's going to be a wonderful relationship.
Well, isn't that really where pharmacology actually began with natural healing?
Yeah,
herbs
they were the apothecary people that help you figure out what's what. And then when medicine started developing pharmaceuticals, well, then you needed to get a degree in pharmacology and study the the effects of these different chemicals being made. And I am absolutely impressed with pharmacologists, because there's just so much out there as far as medicines go all the time, and they have to stay on top of their game, and they have to know the side effects and the interactions of one medication versus another. I had a patient at one point, actually was the parent of one of my friends who I did autocrossing with, and he said, "Dr. Rick, if I give you my dad's medication list, can you help me appreciate if there's going to be any complications to the medicines?" And all four medications that he was taking had a warning when I looked up the medication, that if you're taking one of them, you shouldn't be taking the other three. And all four of them said the same thing, and he was taking all four of the medications. Wow. Because each one of his doctors wasn't figuring out what the other doctor was doing, and the pharmacist that was in charge of this particular patient, it wasn't cross-referencing the medications to know that you don't mix one with the other, certainly not with all three of them.
Wow. I mean, the almost every indigenous culture has healers that work with various things that they find in nature, typically plant medicine, things like that, that they've used for thousands of years to help treat people's health conditions.
Right, prior to pharmacology.
Prior to pharmacology.
But you can't patent nature.
So now we get back to this argument that you've made, that is largely what's happening is that the pharma industry is working on how to make money off it, and the only way they can make money off it is by patenting these medicines.
Right. So there's a lot of research going on down in the rainforests in the Amazon jungle, mm-hmm. where they're finding substances that have amazing healing properties for the people that live in that area, and they're looking at them and they're analyzing them chemically, and they're trying to figure out how to pharmaceuticalize them so that they can patent the pharmaceutical equivalent or rough equivalent of what nature produces.
But the problem is when you take something and you extract only certain components of it, you don't have the synergy of all the components in right. it that work together
exactly.
in a natural way.
Man is interesting in the sense that they want to find a magic pill or the mm-hmm. magic bullet that's going to make all the difference in the world. And mm-hmm. and nature doesn't work that way. Nature works as a complex system and creates complexes. Mm-hmm. You know, vitamin C is not ascorbic acid. Vitamin C is a complex that contains ascorbic acid, just like vitamin E is not alpha-tocopherol. Alpha-tocopherol is one of the components that go into making up what vitamin E is in nature. And same thing with our medications. If there's a natural solution that nature produces, and then man comes along and wants to monetize that, aspirin, by today's standards, should be a prescription. But because it's been grandfathered in, aspirin is the same thing as white willow bark minus a methyl group, which is a carbon and three hydrogens. But when you add a carbon and three hydrogens to white willow bark and make it into a patentable aspirin, and you take that, you get a side effect called stomach irritation. You know what creates the stomach irritation? Adding the methyl group to the white willow bark and making it patentable.
So if you were to use white willow bark for a headache,
yeah.
it would be effective as aspirin?
And you wouldn't get any, it would be more effective than aspirin because it creates the same physiological response without any of the side effects.
So interesting.
God provided us with all the solutions. We just need to actually have the ability to see, you know, it's like my wife loves playing games because she likes community and she loves people mm-hmm. getting together and playing different games. And there's a game where you have to, all the cards are turned face down and you have to remember where the match is. As you, if you turn over one and you turn over another one and they're not a match, you turn them back over again.
Right.
And maybe you turn over one and you say, oh, where was the card that had that same one on it? Because when you have enough pairs, then if you have the most pairs, you win. Mm-hmm. Well, that's essentially what we need to do in healthcare. We need to find a match, not something that pushes or pulls, which is what medicine does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about it is that if you're, you know, the typical thing is that if the only tool you have is a hammer, then you treat everything like a nail. And so when you have been trained in a specialty, like a surgeon or a specialist in some area, they're going to look at at your issues through the lens that they have. But since you look at a whole person, how do you deal with somebody who comes in with a particular complaint?
Well, again, Mark, that's an important distinction. We are whole beings who are triune beings. We are a body, we are a mind or a consciousness, and we are a spirit that occupies that body. And you need to look at the body-mind-spirit relationship and restore balance to whichever one of the three or all three are that are out of balance. You need to create balance within that triune being so that the person doesn't have a problem, body, mind, or spirit, and then they can go out and do God's work, which is serving the purpose that you were given, that you were assigned when you were incarnated, and you're here to make a difference in the world. The purpose of being a human is to help other humans. And you need to find what your purpose is or develop what your purpose is and then go out and apply that in an appropriate fashion in an effort to help people. Now, I think medicine does that very well, but they've also lost sight of the consequences of the way that they help people. If you have a broken bone that's avulsed through your skin and you're bleeding, don't call me. Go to the emergency room. There are wonderful doctors and nurses that will put you back together. But not everybody has a traumatic injury like that, okay? If you have high cholesterol, it's not because you lack statin medications. You are not statin deficient that you need to go take a boatload of statins for the rest of your life and develop diabetes along the way. No, you need to address why is the liver manufacturing excess amounts of, quote, bad cholesterol? Well, it's manufacturing it in an effort to solve the damage that is being created because of all the artificial crap that we put into our body that creates cellular damage. So good. Address it at its source. Address it holistically, and then guess what? You don't need the cholesterol-lowering medication that's going to create liver damage and cause diabetes.
So would it be fair to say that what you do is more akin to what the old country doctor was that would see people and just treat whatever comes in the in their office?
The old country doctor, I remember watching the movie with Michael J. Fox called Doc Hollywood. And he's leaving his medical school education to go to the West Coast, and he's driving his little Porsche 356, and he's cruising through backcountry roads, and he comes around a corner, and I think there were chickens or goats or something in the road, and he went off the road and took out this guy's fence. Well, the guy's fence happened to be the mayor and the head of the police and all that in this small country town, and so as a penalty for what he did, instead of serving jail time, while the doctor was on, the old doctor was on vacation, he had to basically treat the members of the community. And he was doing it with his new polished education of coming out and prescribing medications and, and treating symptoms and not understanding people. And one of the people that he went to treat, the nurse was still there, and the nurse was just like, the old doc wouldn't do that. And Michael J. Fox's character was berating her that, you know, he needs something, this, that, and the other. He's going to die if we don't get him into surgery. And so she called the old doc, and the old doc basically said, you know what? He needs to drink a can of soda that's going to be high in phosphoric acid, and that's going to straighten out a situation. And he, you know, he's Michael J. Fox's character is getting ready to do some surgical intervention, and the doctor comes in, pushes him out of the way, cracks open a can of Coke, has the kid take a sip, and, you know, 30 seconds later, the kid's back to normal. And he slaps Michael J. Fox's character across the face and says, "Don't ever try to tell me how to treat my patient." And it was like, it was a great example and metaphorical representation of what goes on and how we've lost track of the old town doctor who used to take care of you from the womb to the tomb and and understand everything that worked with you and wasn't working. And when it didn't work, he understood why it wasn't working. Why? Because he knew everything about you. So much of healthcare now is based upon if you have a health card or not. And doctors don't develop relationships with you. Why? Because you're just another number that they have to get past in order to make their numbers, in order to keep their doors open. And that isn't necessarily the fault of the doctors. It's the fault of the system.
It's the system.
And their hands are tied in an effort to try to help people. Why? Because if they want to get paid and keep their doors open, they have to cater to what the insurance company dictates them do.
Right.
And there's a lot of times they're not able to do the care that the patient needs. Why? Because insurance won't pay for it.
Right.
So a lot of doctors get disenfranchised and they're just, okay, they're now there to do whatever they have to do in as quick as possible a time. And, you know, what's the average medical doctor's office visit? How long does it take?
A few minutes.
Like, if that, two, you know, 2-3 minutes tops. And why? Because the faster we can do it, the more we can see, the more we can see, the more money we can make, and the more money we make, the more successful we are. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody thinks the formula for success is.
But it's having an impact because we're seeing less and less people going and pursuing that career as doctors.
Right. And then we're looking at the writing on the wall down the road. How are we going to have enough doctors in order to serve the people? Well, why don't we create a deficiency in doctors and actually start to teach people how to be healthy so that then we don't need as many doctors? We'll always need doctors. We will always need emergency room physicians. Always need them. Why? Because accidents happen.
Accidents happen.
And when accidents happen, you need somebody who's qualified to do that. And it's wonderful to watch these shows on television which are about the emergency room, mm-hmm. or, quote, the emergency department, because it's no longer a room. It's a whole department. And I don't know if anybody's seen the upgrading of that. You know, it's not just an emergency room or emergency management. It's like, okay, now it's called the ED instead of the ER.
Trauma centers, right, and all kinds of things.
We have to have a cardiothoracic ward right here within the emergency mm-hmm. department. Why? Because if somebody comes in and is having a heart attack, we need to be able to treat them immediately. And, you know, you see all that stuff being depicted on shows on television. And guess what? It's creating the mindset within the viewer that mm-hmm. that's normal, that that's what you should expect. And what is that doing? That's expanding medicine, which is fine for their brand, but at the end of the day, is it in the best interest of humanity?
Well, that's not been the consideration, it seems, for a long time, that the consideration is not about, again, it's something that you talk about a lot, which is we're not really focused on treating health in people. We're about the system has now got a life of its own.
Right.
The insurance has always been about money. That's what insurance, ostensibly you have insurance because that way you spread the risk. So if you happen to be the person that has the bad accident, you don't have to pay all the fees because people have gathered together and collectively put their money together so that when those accidents happen, there's a reservoir of money that can help to cover those expenses. But now it's gotten to the point where the insurance is what's making the decisions about people's health. It's not even the doctors making the decisions about health.
Right. We will or won't cover something.
Correct.
And if we will or won't cover something, then the doctor's hands are tied and then they have to come up with a way to make sure that the person's covered so that they can get paid. And sometimes the way that the person's going to get covered isn't necessarily the appropriate treatment for what the person actually needs, but the insurance won't pay for it, or maybe the person doesn't have insurance and they're trying to close that hole. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful that they're trying to close that hole, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, we should not be managing people's disease. We should be teaching people how to be healthy. And right. There's a huge, huge difference.
It's a 180-degree difference.
Absolutely. And you know, for those who are listening, I think you're listening because you want to learn how to be healthy and stay healthy. And you're not going to find that in traditional allopathic medical care.
No, because the things that you need in order to be healthy are the things that were presented here, that they're God-given things that come in natural containers like apples and bananas and onions and garlic and things of that nature, the things that were provided on this earth for us to be able to partake in.
Right. In the Garden of Eden, God gave us everything that we would need in order to survive. Just don't eat from that one tree.
Right.
And, you know, don't tell a three-year-old to
touch that, was
hot
that the
stove,
insurance
and they're going to touch the hot stove anyway. Why? Because it's just human nature,
right,
to do things that you don't want, you know, that you're being told you can't do. But, you know, we need to, the talking heads always talk about the cost of healthcare, and mm-hmm. I keep yelling at the radio saying you're asking the wrong question. Cost of healthcare doesn't have to go up. The direction of healthcare needs to change, and it isn't about treating disease. It's about teaching people how to simply just never get a disease.
How to be healthy in the first place.
Right.
A great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I would like to talk to you some more about how to better understand what holistic health is all about.
Absolutely. But please tune back in after this short commercial, and we want to give a shout out to our producer, Jay Verzi.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 of Building 400. We would love for you to come visit us so that we can talk about what it's going to take in order to get your boat turned around and headed in the direction of health, not in the direction of more medication. If you want to give me a call instead of stopping in to get some information or to get some clarity of whatever you're dealing with, give my cell phone a call. The cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please don't text that phone because that phone does not receive texts. It's meant for receiving phone calls. I know that's new and different in this day and age, but I think texting is a ridiculous habit that we have that creates a lot of misunderstandings between people. So I'd rather you call me so I can hear the tone of your voice and we can communicate accurately and make sure that we're transferring one idea to one terminal to another terminal without any interference or any misinterpretation. If you don't want to call me, you can text me via email. That's at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. Whichever way you get a hold of me, either face-to-face, via phone, or via email, it's my intention to help you to better understanding what the concerns you have regarding your health. And today, Mark and I have been talking about understanding, I think the topic is holistic health, right, Mark?
It is. And health circumstances are changing constantly. And so one of the questions that you must be facing in your practice is how do you keep healthy when you have to, when you're subject to so many different pathogens and pollutants and chemicals every day?
Well, the thing of it is you have a thing called an immune system, and your immune system is a direct result of the health of your digestive system. And so if you restore balance to your digestive system and then support a healthy immune system, then guess what your immune system is going to do regardless of what's in out there in the environment?
So it can fight off any...
It's going to keep it from affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have this debate going on politically, and it kind of rears its ugly head, and then it goes away for a little while because they're distracting us with other stories and this, that, and the other thing. We're talking about the southern border wall on our country that separates us from the country directly south of us called Mexico. And our president wants us to put up a border wall that's going to help to keep people from just simply walking into our country. And it seems to me that the Democrats, when they were in charge, they wanted to put up the wall, but it didn't happen. And now that President Trump wants to put up the wall, now the Democrats don't want it to happen. Why? Because politically, people need to get credit when they don't need credit. They need to do their jobs. But when you have a permeable barrier that's allowing things in that doesn't belong in, which is the metaphor for what's going on in the large intestine, then a person's going to develop health issues.
So we need to be able to, I mean, I think it would be good to be able to address some of these environmental issues, you know, the amount of pollution and things like that. But the fact is that we were facing all these different factors. And so as an alternative healthcare practitioner, how do you deal with somebody who is maybe subject to one or multiple of these kind of issues affecting their health?
Well, what we want to do is we want to get them to go back to the basics. We want to maintain a strong constitution. We want them to eat quality food. We want them to get quality sleep. We want them to exercise and manage the effects of stress and regular health maintenance. When people come to see me, they come to see me for their Hun tune-up. Okay, they come in to get a tune-up at my office. Why? Because I'm helping them maintain their health, and they're not getting sick. And it's always wonderful when I see patients. And you know, it's been another month since I've seen you, Doc, and my health is just zooming along. I don't have any of those problems that I initially came to see you with, and I'm just healthy. And I really appreciate you helping me to continue to maintain and never have a health issue. And that's the way that it should be. But when a person comes to me for the first time, they usually come to me in crisis.
Right, with a health problem.
So it's my job to figure out not what they have. Medicine's going to help you understand what you have, and then they're going to offer you a treatment for the what without addressing the why. My job, since I can't give you medication, is to understand why you have something. Why did you get sick? Why do you have digestive issues? Why do you have diabetes? Why do you have high blood pressure? Why do you have high cholesterol? Why, for any and all of the conditions that a person could bring me? My job is to orient them in terms of not what are we going to do to address your symptom, what are we going to do to address your why? And people appreciate that. So people are seeking me out more and more every day because they're tired of the treadmill of treatment, of taking medication for the rest of their life. They don't want to do it. So they want to get to the source of their why. And my job is to help them get to the source and address it so that they can just get out of the sickness mentality and get into the health mentality.
Well, you know, when you ask the question why, it leads me to wonder, because you say people come in for their huntoon-ups. Why do you need a huntoon-up if you're healthy?
Because the effects of stress are going to take a toll on everybody. Nobody on this planet can avoid the stress of gravity. Gravity is a stress that affects all of us. It's what gives us the weight that we weigh. Mm-hmm. And based upon what we stick in our pie hole may cause that weight to increase more, and then gravity affects us more. Mm-hmm. And because gravity, the force of gravity affects all of us, when we move, when we bend, when we turn, when we reach, when we stretch, when we twist, when we crouch, when we sit down, when we stand up, all of those stresses create muscular imbalances, which may be a byproduct, and a lot of times it is a byproduct, on what organ controls those muscles. So if you're putting food into your body that stresses out an organ, let's say your gallbladder, okay, then the muscles that control your knee are going to be affected. Then you may come in with a knee problem. Well, if you go to an orthopedist with a knee problem, guess what they want to do to your knee?
Fix that, tear of your...
Yeah, they want to replace the joint. Ultimately, somewhere down the road, okay, I manage the gallbladder, the knee pain goes away. They get to keep their knee. Their knees don't degenerate over time. Then they don't have that problem anymore. Why? Because I taught them how to manage their gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more about figuring out which part of the body controls the parts of the body that are creating the symptom-based problem for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Help them see the correlation. Give them the understanding that they need. This is how you keep blowing this out. This is how you keep making this fail. This is why you keep having your problem.
So the stresses that we encounter over the course of just living will potentially lead to these health imbalances. And when you get a tune-up, you're just putting it back into balance.
Right. We're getting rid of the effects of that stress so that stress doesn't accumulate and create dysfunction as a result of that stress. So, you know, have you ever eaten something that didn't feel right after you ate it?
Sure.
Okay, that's basically a nutritional chemical stress. You put something into your body. Did you know ahead of time that it was going to stress you out?
Not at all.
No, you hoped it wasn't going to. You hoped it was going to just be hunky-dory, okay? You ever walk into a place of business or what have you, and the fragrance in that place of business is just too strong?
Yeah.
There's a commercial, I don't remember the name of the store, but I do remember the smell, and the smell is so potent that when you open the door, I won't walk into the store because the store is so potent from a fragrance standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for me, if I'm within 50 feet of a gourmet coffee house, I will get a headache just because of the fragrance that's in the air coming from the coffee house will stimulate my system to irritate my gallbladder and cause me to have a headache. So I don't even go in. I won't mm-hmm. even think about going in. If I go within 50 yards of the Yankee Candle Factory, I will get a headache. Why? Because the fragrance coming out of the Yankee Candle Factory is too hard for me. Well, what if you're a person who works in that store? You're exposed to those fragrances
all the time,
every day that you work. And maybe you think it doesn't affect you, but I promise you it does affect you. Okay? Your system just isn't strong enough to let you know. I would rather know before something happens that the danger is waiting to affect me negatively mm-hmm. so that I can avoid it altogether rather than being hip waist deep in it and then having to figure out, oh, this is going to be a problem. Now I need to get out of here.
So you're,
it's a little late in the game.
So you're saying that this heightened sensitivity, because clearly you're very sensitive if getting close to a coffee store or a candle shop or something like that causes you to have an immediate reaction, it means that you're much more sensitive than most people would be that can endure it. But that's actually a sign of strength. It's not a sign of weakness. It actually means that your system responds more immediately.
My system is telling me immediately, don't keep going forward. You're going to have a problem. So I don't continue going forward, and I avoid the problem altogether. That's being proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Being reactive is now standing in the middle of it and realizing it's creating a problem, and now you have to figure out, well, how do I solve the problem
if
I'm completely surrounded by what's creating my problem?
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to figure out how to get out of there. Well, disease is the same thing. Disease is the process of you've already created the change. You've already have the resultant dysfunction. Okay, you know what the first sign, you know this, the answer to this, Mark, so it's rhetorical for you, but for the person listening, the first sign of heart disease is what?
A heart attack.
Right, a heart attack. How many people say, oh, I think I'm going to have a heart attack today. Maybe I should go to the doctor before it happens.
That's pretty rare.
Nobody.
Nobody
does that. Okay, why? Because the first symptom of heart disease is, for 55% of the people that live in this country, is a life-ending heart attack. That's not a very good warning system.
Not a good warning system at all.
Okay, and guess what? It doesn't mean God screwed up. It means that we, in terms of how we apply things, have screwed up, and that we don't even recognize the fact that in order to have a symptom, Mark, do you remember how much function you have to lose?
You have to lose 60%.
Right, you have to lose...
More than half.
More than half, 60% of normal functioning in order for your body to tell you there's a problem. Well, what I do in the office when I evaluate somebody holistically is we find, long before you've lost 60%, I can find a health problem or a dysfunctional communication within the body at 3% loss of normal function.
That's pretty minimal.
So when a person's functioning at 97% of their capacity, as opposed to 40% or less, which is what medicine goes after, if I can keep people functioning as close to 97% as possible by always addressing them, they come in once a month for their Hun tune-up. This is why they come in. They come in because they want to stay closer to 100% and they want to stay as far away from 40% or less as possible.
So would that mean that the people that you see in your practice are predominantly healthy individuals, or are you dealing with people who have health problems who have to come in and maybe they have a problem where they're only functioning at 30 or 40% in an area of their lives? Do you see patients like that? Are you able to help those people as well?
Well, they're actually, both of them exist in my office, and one becomes the other. The person comes into my office saying that, you know what, I don't want to do what traditional allopathic medicine is offering me, so I need to find an alternative, and I heard you're the guy that's in charge of alternative health. Yes, thank you for coming to see me. I'm going to teach you a completely different way of looking at your health because it's about health. It's not about treating sickness and managing symptoms. Is that okay with you? Oh, absolutely. I've always wondered that. Why do I have my high blood pressure? Not what do I have to do to treat it? Because I keep having to do the treatment. I'm tired of the treatment. What can we do to figure out why I have high blood pressure? My medical doctor never answers that question. Even when I ask them, they still never answer the question. You can actually, there's an answer for that question? And I say that there's absolutely a reason why people get high blood pressure. So then we go through the process of evaluating them and helping them to understand why they have their high blood pressure, the mechanism of cause for their high blood pressure. And then they say to me, so, Dr. Rick, if we do this work for me, then I should be able to get off of my blood pressure medication. Is that what you're saying? Well, I'm not in charge of taking you off your medication. I can refer you to a pharmacist that can help you with that, or I can help you go back to your medical doctor and have them take your blood pressure and say, I haven't taken the medication, but I know I need to have proper supervision, but look, my blood pressure is normal. Okay. I had a type 1 diabetic who's insulin dependent because that's what makes them type 1. And we improved the level of their functioning within their body so much that they didn't need as much insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Their endocrinologist was not very happy.
Why?
Because they didn't need as much medication as they thought they needed. So now you're actually reducing the amount of medication, which is what the right thing should be. Mm-hmm. And the doctor is now upset because now if they're reducing the amount of medication, then the doctor doesn't get as much of a reward for, quote, managing their condition. Because now their condition, which is supposed to be a lifetime condition that never goes away, is actually getting better. Now, will I get the person completely off of insulin? Probably not. But if I can make it so that they need one-fifth of the amount of insulin that they were taking before, isn't that a win?
That's a huge improvement.
Isn't that a win?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want those kinds of results? I think everybody would, and I think every doctor should be looking to create that kind of result, not keep a person on the treadmill of treatment to where you're just managing their symptoms every 3 months and making sure that the medication isn't killing them.
So true. So true. Wow. That's it's a powerful story. This is a whole powerful approach to healthcare that's really different than what we're traditionally seeing in this country, and I think it's an important conversation to have. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to ask you some more questions about understanding holistic health.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And today, Mark and I have been discussing holistic health and the difference between holistic health and allopathic health, and the difference in terms of how we approach and what our goal is versus what their goal is, so to speak. And you have more questions, Mark, I'm sure.
I did. I mean, one of the things that's been very interesting in some of the research that I've been doing is looking into the area of science and medicine, an area called epigenetics, which it looks at how your genes become activated from a different perspective. Can you elaborate a little bit on what epigenetics is and how that relates to holistic health?
Epigenetics is the activating or the inactivating factors of life that cause a gene to either turn on and express itself or turn off, thus manifesting in the foundational basis for disease to manifest or health to develop. See, it's either going to create disease or it's going to create health. And so there's a lot of research that is going into gene manipulation. You know, they're manipulating the genes of our food and creating genetically modified food, and they've manipulated genes within some livestock, etc. So now they want to get into the manipulation of genes within human beings in an effort to develop very, very, very expensive treatments designed to essentially, quote, try to play God. And at the end of the day, that's just going to open up a can of worms that we just don't have the mental capacity in which to deal with, because we're going to be creating serious issues related to humanity. And I don't agree with it. But so there was an interesting book called The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, who's a PhD way back, I think it was in the late 80s, but it could have been in the early 90s. And it's called The Biology of Belief. And it talks about epigenetics, and epigenetics is environmental factors and lifestyle factors that either turn a gene on or turn a gene off. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is as an example, if you take two identical twins and separate them at birth, and one goes to an affluent family and one goes to a less than affluent family, an impoverished family, okay, they're genetically identical, yes?
Yeah.
So theoretically, they should grow up and develop the same diseases, yes?
Yes.
Because they're genetically predisposed to the same diseases if they're genetically identical. Well, the one that went to an affluent family lives high on the hog and has anything they want and essentially lives a spoiled life, and that's not to say that all people who have affluence or leading spoiled lives or what have you, so I don't want to open up that can of worms. But in this particular example, this person leads a very spoiled life. They eat lots of refined sugar. They eat lots of white processed foods, etc. And an interesting thing happens as a result of that, Mark. This child develops heart disease and gets diabetes and develops high cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Now, their twin, who was separated at birth and went to an underserved population, so to speak, okay, their parents and the upbringing, et cetera, is very frugal, is very natural, is very, into doing things holistically and eats quality food and doesn't have all the extra bells and whistles that you can afford when you live an affluent life. And this kid doesn't develop any of those types of diseases.
Even though he's genetically the same.
Reason being is because the environment and the choices that he made didn't allow the genes to turn on that would lead to diabetes or lead to heart disease or lead to high cholesterol.
So how much of that, I mean, certainly diet is one of the preeminent things that we talk about in terms of your health and eating correctly. But there are other factors that would affect how the epigenetics work in your body,
oh,
correct?
Yeah, your belief system.
So how does that work? Because he did talk, the book was the biology of belief, right?
Yeah. And your belief system is what determines what genes turn on or don't turn on. So if you think something's bad, that's going to influence how your genes express themselves, okay? If you think something's good, that's going to affect how your genes express themselves. It's interesting. You remember the actor George Burns?
Sure.
He always had a cigar in his hand.
Always had a cigar.
And he lived to be 100 plus 3 months,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And he smoked
forever.
Forever, okay? Didn't have any issues with his lungs.
Didn't seem to.
Do you know why?
No.
Because he was emotionally congruent with smoking a cigar. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed it. Okay? He didn't listen to any of the stories that said it was going to create... So his belief system was that smoking a cigar was beneficial for him and wasn't going to create any problems. How many people who smoke cigarettes under stress and duress?
That's predominantly why they do it, right?
Right. So if they're smoking under duress and that emphasizes their duress and it's trying being a relief to their duress, what kind of results do you think that's going to create within the body?
Well, it creates that conflictual attitude and belief, which right. is going to create problems.
Which is going to create problems because you're not congruent.
Right.
Okay. And since most of the things that we do subconsciously or unconsciously, okay, you could tie your shoes while you're having a conversation with me and get it done right. Why? Because you're consciously not tying your shoes. You're unconsciously tying your shoes.
Right.
So majority of what influences our behavior comes out of our unconscious. And our unconscious mind and our belief systems is what influences how genes turn on or don't turn on through the epigenetic factors.
Interesting. Well, this is a whole conversation. We should probably do a whole show just on the topic of epigenetics.
Would be happy to. We see if we can get Bruce Lipton in here and we could have get it from the authority.
Get it from the authority. Well, this has been a fabulous conversation on holistic health. And I know that the people out there listening would love to find out more about what you can do in terms of holistically dealing with somebody's health and treating the whole person rather than treating the disease or a health issue. So people who are interested in finding out more, would like to talk to you, would like to find out more information, what's the best way to reach out to you?
They should first go to my website, which is spineboy.com. It's a wealth of information. It's over 260 health conditions that tells you what the health solution is. It tells you the medical perspective, the alternative perspective. It gives you different things that you can do and try, etc. Once you've done that, that may generate a whole bunch of questions. And when you have questions, I want to answer your questions. So you should do that by giving me a call at 845-561-2225, or you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. Either way, I want to answer your questions. I want to do what's in your best interest to get you back on the path to health. And so that's what the listeners should do. And we want to thank the listener for tuning in. We ask the listener to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot.
doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill. You know our one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I...